That's how you greet people when you go in. What's getting, brother? Nah, I do. Well, talk about the stuff. So yeah, Top Trumps is good. Maybe those, a few of those.
When were Top Trumps about?
Eh?
When were Top Trumps about?
You want to wank me off?
Donkeys
again. Hey? Donkeys again.
Well, like 80s or before then? Like
Top Trumps 80s.
Then. I think before.
Early 80s. Do the facts.
77.
1977. My favourite one was the Goblin ones. Fantasy.
Yeah.
The fantasy
one. Elves, the ones I just found, I was just saying too.
Dinosaur ones were good too.
Oh, I had dinosaur ones.
Brachiosaurus got very scored really well on the big neck. Because that's what it's got, isn't it? Wait, pterodactyl. Oh, it's fucking got 100 for wings.
Come here, give me a figure. I'll take one.
Well, he's sitting like this. It reminds me of Dal Sim from Street Fighter.
Because yeah. I mean,
you... No. I was going to say not an Indian joke. Yeah. I was just. There was like a little pause there, weren't there?
Yeah, I see it. Like, I see it in his eyes. His eyes they didn't change at all, but it's just this little glaze that went across him.
And he's like, it's not an Asian thing, it's a Street Fighter thing. That's what it was. That's what makes it good. Because we appreciate our Street Fighter. Dal Sim.
Oh, Dad, I love you, man.
And then the big sumo. Who was called Edmund.
Was he?
Edmund Honda. So his first name is Edmund, classic Japanese name. And you've got Honda, proper Japanese name. It's like, nobody makes bikes and cars like them. Let's face it. All the others are fucking awful. I'm not blowing smoke up your ass because you own a Honda, but they are all pretty shit.
What, Hondas?
No, everything else other than Hondas. Mm. All right. Maybe Astras and Vauxhalls in general are pretty good.
Made me think about how Guinness can give you
right.
Two great things. A lovely stout and
lovely.
World records.
You've got to love a world record, haven't you?
Exactly.
And then anything thought, can be one as well.
That's it. And then I thought, what was the first world record?
Right. How far back are you talking?
Well, it turns out the big boss at the time, Hugh Beaver, Sir Hugh Beaver.
What? His name's Hugh Beaver.
Sir Hugh Beaver.
Oh, mate, amazing.
He had an argument with his lads about the fastest game bird in Europe.
Right.
Couldn't find any info about it. So Sir Beaver come up with an idea of creating a factual record book.
Yeah.
To settle pub arguments.
Lovely.
First edition released in 1955. Turns out it was a bestseller.
Mate.
Really?
Yeah. And that was it.
1955.
Yeah. All of that from a Guinness brewery, yeah?
So not long after the war, really.
Well, 10 years.
When you talk about war figures, 10 years is to go from being bombs to making records.
I was making records before the bombs.
Charlie Chaplin, great singer. Great singer. He was known for his voice, you know.
Yeah.
World record books, mate. Yeah. I remember as a kid, you'd always see him at like jumble sales and that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I used to love that. And you'd just,
no matter what year you got, it was always interesting.
Yeah, it was always cool.
Yeah, mate.
I remember buying a few.
That was a go-to gift for most people.
Yeah.
I remember getting one, I can't remember what year it was, but it was green, like metallic green.
Nice.
All reflective metallic green. It was great. Yeah, and they were the longest fingernails.
Mate.
Oh, I remember.
They were stupid long.
Yeah.
They were like 12
through. How would he get the fluff out of his belly button?
Don't.
So you just have a... Are you more concerned with the 12-foot fingernails? Or a massive accumulation of belly button fluff.
To be fair, mate, he could probably hook around like one of his fingers and just pick it out.
12 foot though.
Yeah, but they're going to be curly, aren't they?
How do you even angle that? So,
probably have to do something similar to this, like bending your wrist down, hooking it right round.
Or get someone else to do it for you.
You could
hire a professional and competent belly button fluff remover.
You could, indeed.
Yeah. If someone famous offered you like £10,000 a week to just take the belly button fluff out of them.
Dan, I just have to stop you there because you've got your flashlight on your phone, mate.
Oh, this one was looking for jelly babies earlier.
Did you find any?
I saw about 12 in total.
Just wild ones?
They were wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They had animal fur on. Yeah.
Talking about records, though, you got some questionable ones, didn't you?
There's a few records over the years that have caught my eye. I have a book where I write stuff down sometimes. Helps me memorise things. What's my date of birth? Ask me.
What's your date of birth, Dan?
5th of Feb 83. Go again.
What's your favourite colour?
Green.
Is it?
My favourite colour combo is green and purple.
Beautiful.
I love green and purple. Got a hat for £44 that was green and purple. Had a picture of an ass on it.
It's great.
Ass hat.
Yeah.
What's your first questionable...
Okay.
Right, so there is a few I found over the years. And the sources, I can't disclose the sources.
Okay.
Because, of course...
They're questionable.
No, they never allowed themselves to be known.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's heavy. This is the record for the number of wings, chicken hot wings, eaten in a tofu shop before being arrested. apparently it's three.
Three people have done it.
That's the number of wings eaten.
Yeah. I was gonna say three.
Mm. It's quite amazing, isn't it, really? You can see it, can't you? Yeah, it's
how quick? Though. Does it say how quick?
No, it just said the amount of wings eaten before they got arrested.
Do you think that's true?
That was a quick response time for the police.
I was going to say...
Someone's eating wings in my tofu store!
Maybe the police were already in there eating tofu.
Oh, well.
Could have been.
I mean, they like it, don't they? It's a healthy alternative to donuts, isn't it?
Chicken wings, I mean, you can eat them quick. So three... Yeah. I reckon I could do three in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, but what if there's...
No, they're big wings. Nice ones, yeah. They're big wings.
Big wings.
Big wing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know what the store was called?
Go on.
Barry's Big Wings.
It was a tofu shop.
Yeah. Yeah, but... They had tofu wings, didn't they?
Oh,
tofu wings.
Oh,
clever.
Okay.
Yeah. We concocted it and moulded it together. Yeah. It's fantastic.
I'll tell you what, this Barry is the best entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Barry has literally had every job.
He's a good lad.
Yeah.
We're getting away from these records now, boys. Again.
Yeah.
This one's an interesting one. If we've got any Danish listeners, this is the highest number of mermaids spotted in Copenhagen after midnight. Now, read here, 17.
17?
Yes, 17 mermaids.
In one night?
In one night.
How?
It was one of those special moons.
Special moons.
It was a special moon.
So it's not our normal
moon. In Denmark.
No.
On the coast.
It was actually called the mermoon.
On the coast of where on Denmark?
The Copenhagen coast. Which are not really good. I don't know the location exactly, but
ain't there a few?
There is actually a harbour of a statue of a mermaid. It's actually a landmark.
Yeah.
And it's like the moon hits the statue,
mm-hmm.
and ignites some kind of mystical force within the statue, and that sends out an echolocation type call through the water.
Yeah.
And then the mermaids come to the call. Yeah, it's a true story.
Yeah.
Wow.
And who was this insane person who saw it? 17.
Again, it's. I haven't got that information.
It's undisclosed.
It's undisclosed.
Was it all at the same time?
Yeah, it was
periodically between like space of.
It was kind of like a mermaid festival. Think of it like that.
Festival. There's only 17.
Yeah, but it's a little festival.
Like a barn dance.
The barn dance of the mermaids.
It's house pie.
Here we go. This is a funny one.
Yeah, that's bollocks, though.
Nah, come on now. Don't be like this. The number of Martin Lewis lookalikes attending the loan shark meeting in 2013. Have a guess how many.
Go on.
Eight. There's eight of them.
Eight of them.
Yeah, they all combine their powers.
Eight.
To become the mega Martin Lewis. He's a bigger version of himself. He shouts louder.
Why was he in the loan shark?
Because he doesn't like money schemes, does he? He's all about saving your money. So loan sharks are loan sharks to Martin Lewis is what Lex Luthor is to Superman.
Right, okay.
I've got to say, have you ever seen Martin Lewis's face when they start talking about high interest rates?
No.
It's like he's kryptonite.
Like he's constipated. That's a constipated kind of look.
But that's that one. Let's carry on with these facts here. These, well, not facts, they're actually records that have been set over the years. This one is another interesting one, actually. The number of sausages used in anger during the 2006 MasterChef final. It's a mind blower. Have a guess.
19.
I'm going to say 40.
You're quite close. 48. 48 sausages. This was the toad in the hole round. That's why there were so many.
So were they frozen sausages?
No, they were fresh from the butchers. Okay. I think they got them from Booker's myself.
So what, they started throwing them at each other?
Yeah, properly throwing them.
Really?
Greg Wallace had one in the eye.
He wears glasses.
Broke his glasses. Straight through. It was a solid bit of pork, that one, you know?
What is the raw one?
It wasn't cooked, so it had a little bit of weight behind it.
Was it just a normal, like, Cumberland sausage or something? Or?
Oh, it was a chorizo, funny enough.
Chorizo sausage?
Yeah, it was a Spanish toad in the hole.
Okay.
Did they do that?
El todo el holo. That's what I'm going to call it. I don't know the Spanish, but I've gone with that as a rough translation. Something like that, anyway. This is. I do believe this one is true.
Okay.
To be fair, I can't see.
Are you telling me all the others weren't?
Is that what you're saying?
No. I think some of them.
Dan.
The
are any of these
the
true?
Sources are questionable.
Oh, okay.
But they're still sources.
Dan. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you lying to us?
You decide off this next one.
You know when you say sauces,
like not ketchup or mayonnaise.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
The other ones. Yeah. I'm going to finish off with two last ones on this list. Is the number of giraffes you can fit into Toys R Us? Actual giraffes.
Real giraffe. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
Is this
they don't
like,
exist anymore, though, do they?
Yeah, I think they're back. That's what I heard, anyway.
Are they back only online? It might be that these giraffes have to fill a warehouse.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
So let's have some guesses.
Are they allowed to stand on each other's backs?
This is where it becomes. You can appreciate the seriousness behind the business plan here.
Yeah.
They've actually installed scaffolding, racking.
So they can walk up it.
Exactly, like they've got ramps and everything.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So what you're saying that the first giraffe
it's
in
like
there
a static
has to walk
Noah's
all the way up
only
to the top.
For giraffes?
Oh, these are real giraffes.
It's real giraffes. How many? And this is a thing that I can see here because they have done it. They did it in. Appears they did it in Doncaster in 1992.
A lot of giraffes in 90, Doncaster.
Oh, okay. No, so
they were transported over from different zoos.
There was big
and Africa.
hang on. They've transported. They've transported giraffes from Africa.
This is
where they live.
Don't forget, this was going in the book. This is going in the Guinness Records. They're going to say yes to it, aren't they?
Where they live.
Yeah.
Doncaster.
To do the warehouse experiment, the Toys R Us experiment. And then they go home. They're only there for 48 hours. So
it's
fine.
Okay. So when
the number
when
of
they,
Jeffries.
Oh, when they
sorry.
When they walk up
the number
ramps,
of giraffes you can fit into Toys R Us.
Yeah. Alright, let's get to it then, Noel. How many do you think?
So you're saying that it was set in 1992?
Yeah,
in Doncaster,
old school.
So it would have been. It would have been. Like, Toys R Us would have been massive.
Yeah.
So,
but they're walking up scaffolding to fill up the whole thing,
and they have giraffe shepherds. They help them in.
What are the giraffe shepherds called?
Just giraffe shepherds.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
it's
called them by their name, really.
Yeah.
One of them is Barry Scott's brother.
Terry Scott.
No, Barry Scott. No, I'm sure not Barry Scott. He's the guy. It's Jeff Scott. GS. Giraffe Shepherd.
Yeah.
I've spelt giraffe
That's
with a
weird
G.
as well that he's called Jeff and so are all the giraffes.
The whole thing has been set up though, so all the giraffes. The word giraffe?
Yeah.
It's spelt with a G, not a J.
Oh, Jeff spelt with a J. J.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Okay, I thought you meant Jeff spelt with a G.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. So now, let's go. Right, so how many do you think are in there?
If the warehouses.
Yeah. This is legitimate.
I'm going to say 200.
I'm going to say at least 8.
Do you reckon you're going to get 8 on?
No. So you've got the figure in your book?
Yeah, of course. I've got the sources, mate.
He's got Heinz. He's got
Heinz. I've got Nando's mayo, Peri Peri mayo.
So you know what it is.
Uncle Ben's salsa.
He knows what it is. I'm going to go for 432.5 giraffes.
And a half is one that's been decapitated, I'm guessing.
Well,
I thought it was just a little baby.
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, the answer is, in fact, 2 million. Because on the advert, the guy sings, doesn't he, on the old advert. Do you remember the advert? He says...
Hang on. How big is Doncaster?
Massive place. Huge. Bloody massive.
I don't think...
There's millions of Jeffreys all under one roof. That's what he says.
Hang on.
And then the figure came back earlier on in the week. There was actually 2 million giraffes that you can house in a warehouse. Toys R Us warehouse, obviously. God. Not a Dorothy Perkins warehouse, because they're a bit smaller.
Has it got the sauce of that information?
Yeah,
that was marmalade. Is that classed as a sauce? No, that's not, is it? It's not a sauce at all. It's jam.
There's one big flaw with this record.
No, wait. I've got another one.
There's not.
Wait, come on.
There's not 2 million giraffes in the world.
Of course there is. No, Jeffreys. It's not just any giraffes, Jeffreys. Jeffrey giraffes are different, aren't they? Come on. Oh, I don't know why these guys have to be like this.
Go on,
then. This is the final one.
Oh,
okay.
He's really angry.
Don't get put off. We love him.
Do it again.
This is the furthest travelled by a bear man.
Bear.
By canoe across the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, it's Ken Kodiak.
You're correct in the naming of the bear. How far did he travel?
Went from Cornwall to...
He went from Cornwall to Ottoman, didn't he?
Fucking hell, mate.
To Ottoman, wasn't it?
This is Ottoman. Ottawa, in Canada.
Ottawa. Yeah. Sorry, that's what I said last time.
Ottoman's the thing you put your towels in.
I can't speak!
Oh, give us a minute. Give us a minute.
No.
Okay, give us a minute now. Right, I've got the figure here.
Okay.
You know who it was. You know his story. You know his story, yeah. Ken Kodiak. But how far did he travel across? This is the furthest travelled by Bear Man.
Man Bear.
We still don't know what he prefers to be called.
Yeah.
Just call him Ken. But how far did he travel?
I don't know the distance, but off the top of my head...
That's very impressive, I'll tell you this.
3,000 kilometres.
Right, hang on.
He's nearly on the mark, to be fair.
Sorry, what's that again?
He's guessed 3,000 kilometres. Right, dude, to be honest, mine's in miles. Okay?
Oh, is it in miles?
Yeah.
Yours is in miles, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Ken doesn't really work in kilometres. He prefers miles. Miles is the name of one of his friends in the forest, actually. He's a mongoose. So Noel's guessed at 3,000.
Yeah.
He's guessing kilometres. So we might maybe reduce it slightly because of the mileage. Or we could just go for 3,000 miles. Shall we?
Are you doing it in miles? All right, then I'll say about 2,500 miles.
Now, Tim seems like he's...
2,8.
Just 2,8. 2,8. You're going to go for 2,8. We'll go for 2,8. He's looking up.
It's at least 5 miles, isn't it?
He's looking up the distance.
Okay, so...
You know what's happening here.
I'm going to go with...
Must have been a rough ride.
It wasn't the easiest ride.
I
got attacked by a kraken once as well when he was on his trip. His canoe.
I'm going to go for 54 miles.
Eh?
54. But I'll tell you why.
All right. Let's hear it.
I'll tell you for why.
Bear in mind he got to Canada from Cornwall.
Yeah. So I think you're a little bit off on your history of Ken Kodiak. Because when he actually holidayed in Cornwall, in Canada. And then he used his kayak. Yeah. To get to Ottawa, which in a straight line is 54 miles.
Sorry. So. From Cornwall to Canada.
Yeah.
Where's Cornwall?
In Canada.
Yeah, but this is not the Cornwall.
I think your history
on Cambodia
might be questionable.
Hold a minute. Why don't you go and change Alice in Wonderland as well? Go on. Why don't you change Wizard of Oz? What about all the classics?
Change it from the Yellow Brick Road to...
The Green and Black Road.
Yeah, the Green and Black Road.
The Green and Black Road. Follow the Green and Black Road. That sounds better.
Sorry, so Noel was close with 3,000 miles, yeah?
No, I said 3,000 kilometres, but then he said in miles, so I said, all right, if I'm going to have another guess, I'll say 2,800.
And you said maybe that was pretty close?
He said that at 3,000 kilometres.
It was close-ish.
I'm going to go with 1,237.
So I've said he's got close, so you've gone further away.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, you give it away.
No, he just needs to go above that. You.
Oh, he needs to go higher, but he's done his guess.
I've done my guess.
So he's gone lower.
Yeah.
Right, so Ken Kodiak travelled across the Atlantic for 3,821 miles.
Wow.
He passed out 20 miles from the shore of Ottawa.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying
that. And then he just floated in the rest of the way. He was guided by his friend, of course, Nigel. The dinosaur, oh, not the dinosaur, the dolphin.
Mm.
I'm thinking about dinosaurs.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm thinking about dinosaurs? I think about top trumps.
Nice.
Top trumps.
I'm thinking about top trumps. Top trumps.
Dinosaurs.
They were quality.
Dinosaur top trumps, man. Yeah?
Yeah. I don't think I had dinosaur top trumps. I did have, I think, like an insect one.
Yeah. Nice. Like bumblebees and wasps and stuff.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Which is really, really weird. That's it, like proper. Probably like 5 or 6, I'm thinking back now.
I'm kind of hoping the listeners know what we're talking about.
Top Trump cards.
If you don't...
Great card game.
Yeah, it was basically like, you had a picture card. Every Top Trump had its own, like, sort of category. So you had, like, for example...
I had cars.
Cars, and football, like MotoGP, dinosaurs, fantasy.
Yeah.
That's it.
There's all sorts now. Harry Potter, Star Wars, you name it, you can get it.
Yeah.
And you basically have the picture cards of the characters from... this sort of category you're in.
Genre
and it has a and it has a stat sort of that's a stat it. List yeah. for specifically for that that what you that's would in with here. Like for a car one, for example, you'd have speed, horsepower of the engine, weight, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know? And you just basically play off against each other until you win, take all the cards. It's just a great game, isn't it?
Yeah. Simple, great game.
Well easy to play when you got used to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. That's nostalgia.
That is nostalgia.
It is.
I like a bit of that now and again.
Yeah, when you said it, I was just thinking back. I had quite a few Marvel Top Trumps.
Yeah, man. My most recent ones have been DCs. We played them at work, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. It was awesome.
I had a Premier League set, I think. I remember having like certain players, obviously their dribbling ability, their speed, like their shot power, stuff like that.
It was just like a real simple, real... you know, it's easy to get into.
I definitely had Top Gear ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely had Top Gear ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loads of car ones, actually, to be fair.
Car ones were some of the best
ones. I loved the car ones, yeah.
I think my favourite one was all the goblins and the trolls, man, and the elves. Fantasy one.
I never knew they did all that.
Yeah, so. Mate. It was a good one. Yeah, man. I mean, I even like, started thinking about my own Top Trumps.
Did you?
Yeah, nice. I'd like a little idea of like, can I create my own Top Trump? Basically, I decided celebrity Top Trumps. I don't think I've offended anyone. I was just having a little mess about.
I was having a little mess about.
Yeah. You know, I was doing what I was doing, and I just thought, this is quite funny. I like doing this. It's making me smile, so I thought maybe it might make you boys and you listeners smile as well. Okay. So we've got the first one I've got here is I consider her actually a national treasure. Massive national treasure, right?
Who was that, mate?
It's Alison Hammond.
Mm.
Right. Nice. This is the Alison Hammond Top Trump.
Mm.
So she's got these are her stats. Laughter 100. Brummy 101. She scores 101 for being a Brummy.
Wow.
Bake Off 99. And Big Brother 3. So I think, I'm not sure, but I think she finished third place. I'm not sure, though.
Nice.
Get back to me. Get back to us for the update on how you got on in Big Brother. You know, because Big up to Alison Hammond. We love her. Right, so I've got Gordon Ramsay. This is the next celebrity Top Trump. Chefin, 100. I've used the word chefin because it's a bit more street.
Yeah.
And Gordon Ramsay wants that image, doesn't he?
He does.
Chefin, 100. Walking in and out of restaurants, 95. He scores pretty high in that because he's always doing that in America.
Yeah.
Swearing, 99.99999. And being calm in the kitchen is -3.333. So a funny score. I don't know, the computer went a bit weird on that one, I think.
The computer.
I've got Sir Ian McKellen here. Poshness, 100. Gandalf, 95. The ability to stop people passing.
Why is he not 100?
101. Because, to be honest, I got confused with the black and the grey. The white and the grey.
I was going to say
two different variations of Gandalf.
Yeah.
Gandalf the White is Gandalf the White and there's Gandalf the Grey. And I think this refers to more Gandalf the Grey, in which case he wasn't at his highest power, so I only give him a 95.
And then you said...
But his ability to stop people passing was very impressive. It was 101. Because when he stopped... when he stopped the Balrog, I mean, that thing is a huge thing. If anyone's ever seen the movies, you know, that's a high score. And the last stat here for Ian McKellen is extra in Corrie 2. I think he had appeared twice.
So he was in Corrie, was he?
He was. He was in Coronation Street, believe it or not.
Coronation Street.
Yeah. Yeah, a bit of respect for the man there, I've got to say. And now, here now, I've got my final remaining top trumps. I've got one for the brilliant man, Fred Dinage.
Who's that?
He was a newsreader.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
What do you look like? I want to know which one.
He was on Meridian. He retired recently.
Did he have ginger hair?
Kind of like Mousy Brown. He was a... Not everyone's going to know who this guy is, which I suppose it's keeps it a mystery, you know. But this is these are his stats nonetheless. News presenting 100. Good suits, 97.4. Great suits. Skydiving 2.3, because he didn't like doing that.
Why did he do it then?
You know, he wouldn't do it. That's why he scored 2.3.
Surely it'd be a zero, wouldn't
it? No, because he put the gear on.
Oh, okay.
And the final stat actually on him is getting around the Meridian region, because he was everywhere. He was everywhere. Next one is Timmy Mallett.
What did he get for that? You didn't say his
name. Oh, sorry. 102.
Oh, wow.
He was everywhere.
That's the highest score so far.
It's pretty impressive, isn't it? I don't know how he got to that.
It's
fascinating, isn't it? He was a very loyal newsreader for Meridian. He was a good lad, I think. Mm. He's still alive, so he's still a good lad. this is Timmy Mallett now.
Yeah.
Horrific shirts, 102, because they were freaking awful, mate. Slapping stickers on people's heads.
That's another high
mostly
score.
Children on the show. It was always whacking a stick on their cheek. The chin, the forehead. He's had a big forehead. It was even worse. Subtlety, he gets 2 for that.
Yeah.
It's not a subtle man. No. And an annoying mallet, he gets 100 for. Because that little pink fucker there
he had a lot
was
of
annoying. I know some of these top trumps are sort of high-end, the diamond level, you know?
Diamond level. Wow.
And I've got Torval and Dean as a joint top trump here. Ice skating, 100. Talking about ice skating, 95. Because sometimes they don't always do the shows. Sometimes they don't always on them. You have a guest judge. Doing the Bolero, 10.10.10.10.10. Oh, that must be their scores from the Olympics. Appearances on Antiques Roadshow. They only got 1 for that.
Okay.
There's a picture of them on there once.
Oh.
Kind of counts.
Kind of.
They didn't actually appear physically. I've got a final guy to finish with here.
Yeah.
This is Mr. T. B.A. Baracus.
Nice.
Some people may not know who he is. He was in... A few, you know, he was in the A-Team, he was in Rocky 3, I think it was.
Yep.
he's been in a few things, Mr. Other T. Name. Snickers advert. This is Mr. T's top trump. So planes, he scores 2. He scored 2 for planes. Being angry, 100. Mm. Again, fucking, you know, he's a leery bloke. Pitying fools, he scored that 100 as well.
Yeah.
And for Oscars, he's got 0, unfortunately, for Oscars.
That's a shame.
It is. Yeah. But you know,
hairstyle.
I mean, it isn't. It's on. It's not on the one. But I could put it on there, and I'd get it high.
Yeah.
Mohawk.
100.
Yeah, the mohawk. Mm. It went into his beard.
It did.
It's like amazing.
What's the highest score you've ever had on one of your trumps?
But the biggest trump, the Donald Trump card is quite a scorer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's 100 and everything.
Is it?
Yeah. Hair, red face. Wife that doesn't like you very much, but you pretend she does. He scores high on that.
Yeah.
Appearance in Home Alone, 1.
Yeah.
Home Alone 2, 10. Yeah.
10.
Moving, the moving toupee. Just floating about there. Toupee. That's a 10, isn't it, I think? Is it? I don't know.
Arrogance, he'd probably get quite high.
Yeah, because, and basically his name's Trump, so
he's
Trump
got a
card.
Trump
he is
else,
the
yeah.
Trump card, isn't he?
Yeah. He's like the Joker in a pack of
cards. Kind of, yeah. Could do tricks with bourbon biscuits. You put them in a sandwich.
Bourbon biscuit sandwich. Butter in that or not?
Nah.
Bit of chocolate spread?
Nah. Yeah, Nutella.
What, and then a set of bourbons all the way across, a bit like fish fingers?
Yeah,
white or brown bread?
I think I'll go granary. Some granary bread. Yeah. It's got a bit of a... Maybe brioche. Maybe a brioche. The brioche could work, couldn't it?
See ya!
I didn't mean to break your tail, my boy. I was just trying to prove a point. You have to learn to protect your weaknesses. From that, I must tell you, I was impressed by your strength. I never expected you could beat me in a match.